On the fifth quarter show is Coach Steve Cook. Coach, congratulations. Tell us a little bit about how the game played out tonight.
Well, you know, we were able to get out fast, and Mason Gash had a long touchdown run to get us started out defensively. The entire unit flew around well, and you know, just proud of how everything went tonight. Special teams was clicking, with different things, but to end the half, the ball game was 28-0 with 57 seconds left in the second quarter, and Carrollton had the ball around their 20-yard line after a kickoff, and we decided to use our timeouts. We had all three timeouts, tried to use it, so we defense really stepped up, held them. We used two timeouts and got them out of bounds on third down. We were able to execute the two-minute drill, get the ball on a counter play down to the one-yard line with about 3 seconds left in the half, and punch it in for a touchdown to set the clock for the second half. So we were real pleased with, you know, that two-minute drill was a pretty big deal, just because we talked about it in timeouts, and the boys executed, you know, what we were looking to do there. And, just schematically things that we could work on, you know, in the course of the ball game played out well.
Yeah, Coach, in a game like that where, you know, maybe it's kind of a one-side affair, to be able to work on something like two-minute offense or anything like that is good. I think I heard a stat tonight, you guys only threw the ball five times. Talk about your guys up front a little bit.
Yeah, we had on our stat page, and I know you guys were there and covered the game, we were 2 of 4 for 38 yards and a touchdown. Eshton Gordon had a touchdown grab on that play there, but he had a 25-yard touchdown reception. But up front, the offensive line performed very well. We're in a wing T set, and our wing backs block exceptionally well. Also, you know, setting the edges. But we had Mason Gash with 11 carries for 127. We had on total 45 rushes for 465. So that says a lot for your offensive line and what they were able to do. And we rotated a lot of offensive linemen tonight on senior night. And, every other series we had a different guard in the ball game. We had three different guards working at our strong guard and quick guard position, alternating every series. So, and we don't typically do that every Friday night, but it was nice to be able to get some boys some clock tonight and get some good reps in.
Yeah, Coach, you guys have had a lot of close games this year. It seems like every week it's coming down to the fourth quarter. Lexington, Richmond, Knob Noster, you know, you had a really tough conference season. It's got to feel good tonight to be able to get all those kids playing time. Looks like you're going to be the 3 seed in Class 2 District 7. That would put you up against Holden again. Is that how that's going to play out next week?
Well, you know, going into it, yeah, and that's the way we still feel. St. Pius, so tonight Holden beat Knob Noster tonight by plus 13, I believe. So, you know, but I think St. Pius still sits in between them, so I don't think they can do any major shifting there, just looking at the points. But, you know, we haven't analyzed it. We're just going to kind of wait and let it play out. But we feel like as of right now we'll be playing hosting Holden this next week, but without any major change. You know, Summit Christian is number 1 seed in our district. They lost tonight to Lincoln Prep. They've got a phenomenal football team. And so Hogan Prep is only just a little bit over a point ahead or behind Summit Christian, so it's pretty tight there at the top.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Call us back next week after your district football game and let us know how things go.
Will do. Appreciate you, Coach. I'll take care.
Thank you.